From KXEI Community Radio, this is Research Matters, where we meet student academic researchers in our region. I'm Bridget Thumb, and my guest today is a second-year PhD student who's really interested in molecular and cellular biology. Welcome to Research Matters, Isaiah Toth.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what do you do working on your second year of PhDing?
I have already officially joined my dissertation lab with Dr. Pascal Charest, and in this lab, we study the directed migration of cells, so another thing called chemotaxis.
Cells migrate like birds?
Cells in our body. You think when you get a wound, like you say you cut your finger on a piece of paper, your cells will come together and help close that wound.
We call it migration, but it's really kind of like public transportation.
Yeah, on the cellular basis. Kind of like, if you think about it, it's like when your cells are coming in, you know, like an air marshal brings in a plane to an airport. That's where we're going to find all those neat little proteins and those interactions that are going to come together and control that process. I'm specifically studying breast cancer metastasis.
What is it that causes the tumor cells to say, we're going to expand, we're going to have like a franchise, we're going to open another location on the east side?
Imagine you're a cell and you respond to all different types of stimuli. Your environment, you're in it, there's all these things that are happening. And the cell can process those outside signals and process that information intracellularly through a bunch of different proteins and different types of regulators that are going to help shift and migrate our cells to go somewhere else. We need to understand how that process works based on the different type of external cue.
So it's like the response.
The response mechanism of it. And there's all these different types of wonderful proteins and different types of things that can go along and process that type of information. And we need to have that basis to understand how the directed migration of cells works.
Yeah, so it's really a teamwork situation.
Yes.
You're looking at about 6 different processes out of what, like 6,000?
Oh, thousands.
Yeah.
But I'm pinpointing and mirroring down my research into 6 different places where I can finally ask scientific-based questions.
All right, so how do you figure out what 6 you're going to do? Because it's a big scientific community. Is it like seats at Ticketmaster? Like, do you like pick which ones are not being worked on? Like, how do you narrow it down?
Well, thankfully, I'm not the first person to dive into this field. So there's plenty of novel proteins or different types of proteins that people have already been looking at for many years.
That's a lot.
I love it.
What do you do when you're not doing this work?
You can typically find me riding in a little Peloton class. I take spin classes all the time.
That's so cool. Spinning is winning.
Spinning is winning. I love that.
After you finish up with school, what are you gonna do?
There's much more to learn about breast cancer research, and I want to be at the forefront of that.
You've been listening to Research Matters. Our guest today, Isaiah Toth, is a second year graduate student at the University of Arizona. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Research Matters is produced in Tucson, Arizona at KXCI Community Radio, which is a listener-supported radio station. To hear more episodes, visit kxci.org. Thank you.